This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The bottom line is something's up.
Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the Founding Fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
1-1-0.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
It's all heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on, as we always say here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. I know that's a difficult one to remember. And I'm saying this is sort of a shout out to some of my listeners out there who are just, you know, we've done the switch on you, and then we're now referring to going to our website by way of a21r.com. It's just a few keystrokes shorter than saying agenda21radio.news. Get it? Okay. A as in Adam, the number is 2 and 1, and R as in radio.com. Okay, I know we got that one straightened away. We got it straightened away, so everybody's now following along. Followthebouncing.com. Anyway, thanks for listening. We really do appreciate your listenership. And all of you citizen journalists out there, remember, you are having an impact. All I am is a vessel. That's all I am. I get your information. We review it. We check it out. We fact check at least 3 times on the information that we get out. And we present it. That's just, it's kind of a simple process, but, you know, we citizen journalists are in, well, we're leading the way. There's no question about it. The real people in the world are listening to citizen journalists, just to let you know, the real power brokers. Well, the good guys. The bad guys, not so much. They don't like us. Think about it. If they don't like us, they won't listen to us. That is a distinct advantage, isn't it? I mean, I always like to listen to what the other team's doing. Don't you think that's kind of smart? Well, you know, I learned that when I coached football and basketball. I would go scout the other teams. I would sit up there with my binocs. I'd just sit there and look. No, binocs, not Botox. Binocs. Binoculars. That's a husky term for binoculars. Binocs. I would sit up there in the crowd and watch the players, watch every little nuance of their behavior on the field. And then I do certain things in my game plan. I got a game plan because I know what the other side is doing. The other side does not listen to us because they have such disdain. Case in point, what happened to Tim Draper with the 3-state solution? Oh, he wouldn't listen to. Oh, no, the Constitution doesn't mean anything. It doesn't have anything to do with states. No, I'm a billionaire and I'll just create states like I want because I am a billionaire. The arrogance of it all. Right. Well, of course, he got spanked down because the Constitution does count for something. He should have been listening to his scouts out there, his citizen journalists, but he didn't. He refused. That's the kind of stuff they're doing. So it's their disadvantage that we should take advantage of by telling the truth and getting the information out to all of those who really do listen to us and really do care about us, by the way. So anyway, thanks for listening. I just have to do that every once in a while. I get tons of people that are contributing to the show, and we really do appreciate it. So keep up the sometimes this, I know if you're not getting through or doesn't seem like your information, that you become part of the aggregate. Because oftentimes we get people that are repeating the same stories. And that's good. That is good. In other words, they're concerned. So we act as the vessel around here on Agenda 21. The vessel by which we can transmit information from citizens to the real leaders who listen to you. That might be somebody who sits in the White House, by the way. You never know what's going to happen. Who's going to be listening to the radio show? And what decisions might be coming. Okay, so the big news that's really kind of skulking around out there is that the president has, promised to bring out the troops. This misbehavior at the border, the caravan. President Trump has decided he's going to send the troops if, in fact, there is no resolution to this problem of the caravanners. We've been reporting about this since Pueblo Sin Frontera back in March, April, May, we started reporting on all this stuff. The caravanners, now there's a new wrinkle to a lot of it, because we're actually getting real live pictures. Well, they were live off of Facebook. I hate it when this happens for Facebook, don't you? Facebook live stuff going on. I mean, it's horrible. It's horrible. I'd say it's horrible. I'm just joshing you, if you know what I mean. But the thing is, these people, they put these caravans together in this recent caravan. We know how it's organized. There's one certain church that's involved with the organization of these folks. And I was listening to Fox and Friends this morning, and Griff Jenkins was down on the border. I like it when they do this stuff because, you know, you got to see what's going on. You got to see the plight. First of all, you got to see the plight of the people. And we've always said on this radio show, how in the world can you blame people for wanting to come to this country, especially when their country is in such chaos? These Central American countries are in such chaos. Now, I wonder where the chaos comes from. Hello? Where does the chaos in these countries, where does the destabilization of these countries come from? Is it the CIA? The evil Americans? The evil oil companies, that's it. Or just evil you? I know our people can handle it. It is the evil citizen journalist. Shocking. And the evil Agenda 21 radio guy. More shock. We're the ones down. We're the influencers down there. Really. I don't have a church down there. Sorry. I know people do listen in Central and South. In fact, I know people listen to our radio show right now in Venezuela. I get it. But it's not us. Now, you should say, it's the Constitution of the United States, the Declaration of Independence, because you have freedom and we don't, and we're yearning for what the American dream is. Now, there is something to that. We understand that we should be that beacon of hope. But at the same time, the beacon doesn't need to be taken anti-aircraft fire from outsourcing individuals who want to destroy the beacon. So now we have actual visuals of the interconnected dots that we have been talking about for a long time on this radio show. And that is the George Soros operation of paying illegal foreign nationals to come across the border. Encouragement, inducements, enticements by George Soros. And we actually have on our show, or excuse me, on our website, footage of this, where you have guys walking and just passing out $100 bills, apparently, to illegal foreign nationals that are involved in this caravan. In other words, inducing. Here's money. Here's free money. Where's it coming from? Our understanding, it's coming from a George Soros-connected nonprofit NGO. And see, this is one of the things. I want to emphasize this. Nonprofit NGO. I know because we are one for New California. But we're not trying to run around influence the in, or the paying people. We don't have the money to pay. By the way, donate. Please donate to newcaliforniastate.com. Absolutely. Go there and donate. Press that donate button. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 100. All that makes a little bit of difference for us. We, you know, we're here we are scrimping around for money to make a new state and follow the Constitution, by the way. And George Soros is down there spending millions upon millions of dollars to have these illegal foreign nationals invade our country. Now, I am not blaming the illegal foreign nationals. We should not be blaming these guys. And no one is intending to do that. We understand the American dream. We get it. We get it. We understand it. We want to be a beacon. But we want to be legal. And we're not legal right now. And they're encouraging people to break the law. What does that make them if they're encouraging people to break the law? Oftentimes felonies. And they're encouraging felons, people have been deported prior to that, to come across too. And here is the sad thing. This is one of the, I hope we're starting to draw the focus in. Because this just slams George Soros. And it slams everybody on the left. What this is, ladies and gentlemen, is modern day slavery. Because these people in these lines that are trying to come across, they are paying and being bought and paid for to come across the border. Just like slaves on ships. This time they're caravans. That's on them, not us.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Attention business owners and independent companies.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, so we all remember Pueblo Sin Frontera, who, by the way, is the leader of the caravanners, right? Well, one thing that we're starting to find out is that Trump does not play, and he's not playing around. There's more and more people now. There's more and more connect the dots to the George Soros and MoveOn.org and Joan Blades and all these other organizations that sort of like take the grants from MoveOn.org and Joan Blades. And, you know, because she is one of the touchstones for, and so is MoveOn.org, here by extension, out of Berkeley, for George Soros. Mm-hmm. Isn't it interesting how this whole thing plays out? Anyway, Justice Department probes Catholic. Oh, that's something different too. President Trump to send U.S. military to stop migrant caravan. That's what we have here. These are some recent Trump tweets. So we're setting the stage because you're going to get the, he was in Montana last night and he's talking a lot about this. But this is what he was talking about yesterday. It says, President Trump to send U.S. military to stop a migrant caravan. You know, you remember that I was pleading with the president on Monday. Send in the military. Close the border. Close the border. And like that, he did it. Come on. It's kind of like obvious. That's not that he's following my request, my pleadings. I don't think so. It's just, it's common sense, isn't it, to anybody who sees this? I mean, the guy's got to do what his guy's got to do. He's the president, after all. Right? That's just a fact, Jack. I like that movie, Bill Murray. Remember that? That's a fact, Jack. Remember there? What was that movie, anyway? By the way, you can call in. I will, it's, you know, we're going to start taking your call. After this is B-Block, Hour 1. And after B Block Hour 1, we'll put up the phone lines. You know, if you want to talk about the border situation, I know that there's some of you that are yearning to do that. The operative word today is yearning. No, yearning, not yearling. Yearning. So, this is what he says, and this is coming out from his Twitter account. And I'm going to read you directly quotes from at least three of his tweets. You can catch these tweets on Agenda 21 Radio. This is, quote, I must, in the strongest terms, ask Mexico to stop this onslaught. If unable to do so, I will call up the U.S. military and close our southern border, period. That's what he wrote yesterday. I like this guy. Says the caravan of migrants that began in Honduras has grown to several thousand people after passing into Guatemala. As it heads for the Mexican border, other Hondurans are leaving the country to join it. Now, this is the gathering, I guess you could. We're going to have to break it down for you because there is an actual technique that's being employed by one of the major churches down there. And their direct involvement by people that claim to be part of the church. Now, it would be nice if the church that's down there, the big church, is a very big worldwide church, I might add, if they would sort of suss it out in the church and get rid of these people that are actually slave trading within the church. I mean, they're slave trading. This is slavery, guys. They buy and sell people. They steal children. They rent children. They induce the parents. Oh, rent your child. So when we get to the border of the American, we can sell your child. You can rent them because we've been paid $10,000 to bring this guy across the border. The coyote say that. So the coyote acts as the broker, the child broker, either renting, stealing, or paying for the child. There's people actually selling their children to the coyotes. That's called slavery, guys. That's called slavery. The buying and selling of human beings. right? Well, next you're going to have a lease option. Do they have lease options? You know, I'm going to try this kit out. We'll take it across the board. Let's just check it out. We'll see how well the child sells on the sex market. We'll do a lease option. We'll just lease option the child, right? 6 months lease. You know, a 3-year lease option. It gives us the option to buy the child after 3. How does it turn out? And, of course, that's a perfect thing for a pedophile, isn't it? Pedophiles, you know, because, you know, pedophiles, the way they do things, the way their business is, it's all by age. Because, you know, children, when they grow up, they give off, like, hormones called pheromones. It's an odor that children have, and pedophiles like it. It's a sexual attractant for pedophiles. I know this is really disgusting and vulgar things to talk about, but this is a fact, Jack. And what happens after 2 or 3 years, the certain pheromone that was attracting the pedophile to the child is no longer there. Especially in prepubescent children, right? Once they hit that puberty mark, they don't like it. Different hormones raging within the child because they're growing and developing. Isn't this just vulgar to talk about? This is a fact. This is what they do. So lease option, doesn't that make sense for these pedophiles? Oh, I'll lease option the child. I'll lease the child for 3 years and see how those pheromones are working for me after 3 years. And so I'll just opt out. We'll give the child back to the coyote. Maybe we'll find another more appropriate pedophile who enjoys the child at that age after 3 years. That is what goes on. I'm just giving you the facts. Just slapping you around a little bit, sobering you up. This is what these monsters do. And you know what? The Democrats, George, so they are enjoying this lifestyle. This is what they yearn for. And you have people in the church. And of course, that's why the DOJ, I just hate it when this happens. The Department of Justice, Jeff Sessions, he's on a roll these days. He's going to be investigating the Catholic Church now. For exactly what I'm talking to you about, these pedophile monsters that buy and sell children, lease option, if you will, sometimes. What happens if, here's the question. This is the question. I learned this in 1986. I learned this from the good teachings of the Los Angeles Police Department Crimes Against Children's Task Force when I sat through the training. 40 hours of intense training by these folks. It's blazoned into my brain. What happens if you can't, if the coyote, the broker, if you will, can't find another person to option the child to after the end of the lease, right? What do you think happens? They're no good on the market. What happens to them? That's a concern, ladies and gentlemen, because a lot of these kids never show back up again. That's the world of this trafficking in human flesh and slavery. I think I kind of spelled it out for you pretty clearly, didn't I? But that's what these monsters are doing. And they're being enticed now across the border, encouraged, money, 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 flowing out to come across the border, join the team on the other side. Not that this is all legal. It's not. It's not legal immigration. This is slavery. And it's blatant and in your face. That's why Donald Trump is the president of the United States acting on Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. Part 2 of that, which says freedom from invasion. Freedom from invasion. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
319-2547.
The notion that I can just suspend deportations through executive order, that's just not the case.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston at the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Holds raucous rally in Montana. This was last night. MSNBC, I don't want to do that one. Trump holds campaign and rally. Okay, got that one. 11 minutes. I don't want to do that. Montana Democrat John Tester doesn't mind pissing off Trump. Trump mocks George H. Bush campaign. This is too much. Says here, Trump praises congressman for assaulting... I don't want that one. It's probably not true, as they say. Arizona in national sports and what is this, Trump rally preps? What is this? They're mixing it up for me. Don't do that. Let's go for this one because it's a moderate one. I'm looking at the YouTube business here. Here we go.
The politics of tariffs and agriculture, key issues. One major Senate contest on Election Day. In Montana, it's a clash between the Democratic incumbent, John Tester, and his Republican challenger, Matt Rosendale. President Trump travels there tonight.
Okay. Hello?
Anna Rao of Montana, PBS.
The folksy conversation, casual food, mask the rising stakes of Montana's Senate race. Montana's lone Democrat in Congress faces a Trump-backed Republican.
I see John Tester saying such nice things about me. I say, yeah, but he never votes for me.
And Trump is doing everything he can to rally his base against Tester, visiting the state three times in the month, sending Vice President Pence and Trump Jr. to Montana.
To have the President of the United States to stand up on stage and invite him beside him and say, I need this guy to help me because the current senator is opposing...
Okay, and this is what I love about technology today. It just doesn't...
Well, I said since the president got elected, and every president as far as that goes, we'll work with him when we can.
Well, we're not getting that.
Critical to the state's economy is the agriculture industry. Candidates have personal connections to.
Well, no, I should be home farming, to be honest with you.
Tester proudly displays photos of his big sandy farm in his office. And on his desk, photos of tractors. Many weekends, Tester flies back from D.C. to farm the same property his parents and grandparents farmed.
I'm a businessman. I'm a rancher.
Rosendale's office also includes pictures of his ranch near Glendive.
Redid the kitchen, and we're... very, very happy there.
Tester is critical of Rosendale for calling himself a rancher when he does not own or sell any cattle.
Rosendale quietly scrubbed rancher from his campaign website.
That's right. All hat, no cows.
Rosendale says he's helped his neighbors herd and brand cattle, and while he does not own them, there are cattle on his ranch.
Thank you, Mr. President. I rise today to talk about tariffs and their impacts.
The two are also at odds over Trump's tariffs. Tester agrees China and other countries need to be held accountable, but he's not sure this is the best way to do it.
We're already seeing the impacts in agriculture where we export so much of our products, those tariffs can have incredibly negative impacts on farm gate prices.
The president is out there right now trying to make sure we get fair, that we get fair trade agreements put in place so that the consumers and the producers of the United States benefit from it.
Rosendale says the tough tactics are working, with Mexico and Canada recently signing a new trade deal. China, however, continues to escalate the trade war. Agriculture is one of Montana's largest industries. These issues are sure to play a role when voters head to the polls next month. For PBS NewsHour, I'm Anna Rao in Missoula, Montana.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about Tester here and how misguided he is. And I bring this up because yesterday there's a big sell-off and a big concern about what's going on in China. China's in trouble. China's in real trouble. And that's economically they're in trouble. They're having to eat into their own cash reserves to keep themselves going economically because things are not working out for them. And Trump knows this. And of course, where has China's wealth come from? Really, since 1990, where has China's wealth come from? Do we forget this? Do we forget this? Do we forget what's happened, where they got their wealth from? Most of their wealth has come from us, the United States of America. Hello. In fact, I'd venture to say 90% of their newfound wealth in the world for their people has come right directly from the United States in some way, shape, or form. A lot of it has been stolen. The Chinese are great thieves. The communist Chinese. I'm not gonna, the Chinese people are wonderful people. They are. But what about the communist Chinese? Xi Jinping? Well, they're not so nice. Who's one of their best buddies? Mark Obama Nisandro. Yeah, that guy. Oh, the president's brother, who has quite a little internet business, an internet by way of internet cafes, that he's linked directly to the Chinese army. And what do they do in those internet cafes all day long? Well, they act like Russian spies. Mm-hmm. And they steal elections. Uh-huh. It's always been the Chinese that have always tried to influence our elections for the last 20 years. And everybody in the intelligence business knows that. But let's blame Russia, right? Let's blame, and that's not the case. Sure, Russia spies on us. You know, they always will. We kind of have that one down. But where does the real spying come from? Where does the real influencing come from? Where does the real money for all this come from? It comes from the Chinese. And whose brother is involved? Obama's brother is directly involved with this. It's been for a long time. We have been reporting this for years on Agenda 21 Radio. Trump knows the Chinese government, the Chinese economy is tanking. And by extension, what else is happening? Silicon Valley is tanking as well. And what does that mean for California? Tanking. California government, when they start coming up short for payroll, that's when things start to really get dicey now, isn't it? What about in Illinois? Same sort of thing. The dynamics of what happens in China influences what happens in other states of this nation, especially those that have been so dependent, if you know what I mean. Or have senators that are beholden to the Chinese communists. You know, like Dianne Feinstein? Did I say that? John Tester doesn't get it. We'll be back.
Sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547. 547.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
It's extreme.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. More, just a couple more minutes of the president yesterday.
I think he's smart. And by the way, never wrestle him. You understand that? Never. Any guy that can do a body slam, he's my kind of... He's my guy. I shouldn't say this because there's nothing to be embarrassed about. So I was in Rome with a lot of the leaders from other countries talking about all sorts of things. And I heard about it. And we endorsed Greg very early. But I had heard that he body slammed a reporter. And he was way up. And he was way up. And I said, oh, this was like the day of the election or just before. And I said, oh, this is terrible. He's going to lose the election. Then I said, well, wait a minute. I know Montana pretty well. I think it might help him. And it did. This will be an election of Kavanaugh, the caravan, law and order, and common sense. That's what it's going to be. A lot of reasons, that caravan, 4,000 people. But I just want to thank the Mexican government, because they're stopping it, hopefully, before it ever gets to Mexico. As you know, I'm willing to send the military to defend our southern border if necessary. But the only good thing she did, I think she probably disqualified because she made a fool out of herself, but I think the only good thing she did, I can't call her Pocahontas anymore. Right? I came up with the name Pocahontas, and they once said, you must apologize for that. I said, why? Well, it's not nice what you're doing. I said, okay, I'd like to apologize to the real Pocahontas. But not to the fake, not to the fake Pocahontas.
Well, well, well. I'm going to jump over here real quick to Gutfeld. Warren, I don't know if I got... See how this one goes. How many minutes this one is. I'll stop it. Okay, I'm going to go for it. I will go for it. See? No, it's too long. Gutfeld can be a little bit testing, if you know what I mean. about Pocahontas. But I want to just back up a little bit. In Montana, you may remember that there was a congressman who was running for office, and he got a little bit in a tizzy about a reporter from The Guardian, Gianforte, Greg Gianforte, and he body slammed. He body slammed the guy, and he ultimately pled guilty to a misdemeanor assault on the after the incident. That's what Gianforte did. That's what he's referring to in the Congress. Body slam. He won re-election. He's probably going to win. He was definitely going to win re-election this time. We know that. And, you know, the thing is that he goes on and he talks about what's happening with the Mexico border, right? Right. And, you know, leave it to Donald Trump. I mean, you guys go ahead. You want to invade this country. We're just going to make this a big election deal right now. Good for you. You think this is the October surprise that you guys have been looking for? A little late, by the way. It's the 19th, 18th. I mean, they started this whole thing the 17th, 18th. This is what they're looking for. This is what they're looking for. They're looking for some sort of big explosion by Donald Trump. But that's not going to happen. It is not going to happen. He's turning it around on them. Because remember NAFTA? See, he thought about this all before and put it in NAFTA. And now Mexico is bound by certain things that they're going to have to follow. Therein lies Mexico's problem, if you know what I mean. It's not a problem now. It's just that's just a fact of life. Anyway. I've got a break coming. Gosh, why do we have such breaks? Well, they're called commercials, and we got to have them. But, you know, I'm going to blow through this one. We're going to catch up with, I think this is Tucker on the caravans, and the caravan to nowhere. Or to oblivion.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employee.
So much for Mike Lindell.
Making its way to our southern border, it's a mass of about 1,000 people. It crossed from Honduras into Guatemala on Monday night. The president responded today on Twitter to all this. He said this, quote, "The United States has strongly informed the president of Honduras that if the large caravan of people heading to the U.S. is not stopped and brought back to Honduras, no more money or aid will be given to Honduras, effective immediately." That threat may have worked, at least in the short term. Guatemalan authorities say they are arresting the caravan's leader and plan to deport him back to Honduras. David DeFurry is a former foreign policy expert for the Obama campaign, well-versed in international law and the politics of Central America. We also note that he is apparently registered foreign agent for the government of El Salvador. David, thanks for joining us tonight. Why is that not exactly the response that every president ought to give when a foreign country attempts a kind of invasion? Why would we pay for that?
Here's why. So we have every right to protect our border, and we don't have to let any... these migrants in. But if the goal is for them not to come here, we should not be cutting off foreign aid to Honduras. Honduras is getting that aid from the U.S. so we can help improve the economy in Honduras. And the reason these people are leaving Honduras is because the economy is terrible and there are no jobs. These are economic refugees. And the reason they're trying to come to the U.S. is they're looking for a better life. So,
starts to sound a lot like California now, doesn't it? There are no jobs.
So if we don't want them to come...
Socialism works really well down there, doesn't it? It works so well that they have to go to another new budding socialist country, California.
In the long term, if we don't want them to come, we have to try to work with Honduras and the other countries in Central America to improve their economies so the people stay.
Okay, so how's that working for us? So we've given, obviously, a lot of aid to El Salvador over the years. One-third of all Salvadorans on the planet now live in the United States. One-third of all existing Salvadorans. So clearly, everything we've done for Salvador hasn't stopped the flow of one-third of their entire population into our country. So, like, that doesn't actually work. So why not just say, look, rich people who run third-world country, we're going to punish you personally if you let this crap continue. Why is that a bad idea?
We haven't given very much money to Central America. Now, keep in mind, we only give about 1% of our budget overall to in foreign aid around the world. Just a very small amount of that goes to Central America. Look at the Marshall Plan that we put in place.
Hold on. Why do we give any? One-third of all Salvadorans live in our country, okay, a lot of them illegally, and I'm sure they're all great people. I'm not attacking them. I'm merely saying this arrangement isn't working. They're offloading their poor into our country at a time when working-class jobs are going away due to automation. They're benefiting. We're losing, and we're still paying them. So shouldn't we reassess this?
I just explained that to you. The reason that we're giving aid is to help improve those countries so the people stay. That's the long-term goal. I think you and I both agree on that, as do many policymakers here in Washington.
But we haven't done a good enough job.
Neither Democrats nor Republicans have done a good enough job of helping these countries improve their economies, helping these countries improve the rule of law so people don't leave.
That's true. But hold on.
That is true, Tucker.
So look at the results. And Mexico has jumped more than 10 spots on the economic development list internationally. I think it's now number 11. We've made Mexico with trade billions and billions of dollars, millions of jobs. And yet we still have 22 million people in this country legally, the majority of them Mexican. So I'm not attacking Mexico or Mexican people. I'm just saying we've made Mexico way richer than it was, and we still have an inflow from Mexico. So, like, we're not getting anything out of this.
Tucker, that's a great example. Yes, we are, because far less immigrants are coming from Mexico right now. You referred to immigrants that are already here from Mexico, many of whom came a long time ago before the benefits of NAFTA went in place. So if you look at the data, we do not get that many immigrants from Mexico. And even your example that we're talking about today is migrants from Honduras, not from Mexico. They're going to come through Mexico. They're going to pass Mexicans who are enjoying the benefits of NAFTA, who are gainfully employed and supporting their families.
So you gave a great example. Since you're using the term data, let me refer you to this essential datum in this conversation, which was we have more than 10 million Mexican citizens living in our borders illegally. Once again, not attacking them. But if the model that you're proposing works, and we both know that it doesn't, this is all a joke, this is all a huge lie. The whole point is to make the Democratic Party more powerful. We both know that. But let's pretend, let's just play along. If your model works, then why are they still here? Why haven't they gone back to the newly enriched Mexico, which we enrich with our money and our jobs?
Well, many Why came, that work? Many came there? a long time ago. The data I'm referring to is over the last few years, illegal immigration from Mexico has gone down. You agree with me about that, right?
Well, but I'm missing it. So we made Mexico. You'll concede because the data, as you said, show that Mexico is way richer than it was 20 years ago. Way richer. We did that. We suffered as a result of that. But we also got all of their poor people who they didn't feel like supporting with their non-existent social safety net so they can make more billionaires, which they have assiduously done. And we get shafted. We're paying for the health care of their poorest people. You don't see what I'm talking about at all?
No, because your point doesn't even make sense. We're talking about illegal immigration, right? And illegal immigration has gone down for Mexico. And it could go down for Honduras and Guatemala and other countries in Central America if we helped improve those economies. We only give a little bit of money. So let's help improve those economies so the people stay gainfully employed there.
And we need to pay more. So think
I'm
of that.
I'm not saying
on
it's
April
our
15th.
Fault.
That's where your
I've never
going.
Said it's our fault. I said we can help.
Oh, it's totally our fault. David, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, testy, of course. Mm-hmm. Anyway, God, what a world we live in, huh? And, of course, you heard from the other guy there, this David guy. All they want to do is... all they want to do is go crazy. Anyway, we're going to come back. We got, gosh, it's the end of the hour already. Got to close this one out and go on to the next one. Please visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com. I'm singing it to you, making you feel good about it. Also, newcaliforniastate.com. That is, of course, the quintessential site on New California. It solves a lot of problems because it creates new borders. Did you know that? A 51st state would actually have new borders. This is completely counterintuitive to the United Nations and the globalists. We're creating a new state with new borders. Don't you love it when this plan comes together? Well, we are going to we're going to kind of play into their thing. We're going to dissolve a border, but we're going to make a new one. Well, so to speak. anyway. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.